to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've done. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Monday. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Hanging around. I hope you had a good weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing out there, climbing a pole after a football game, knocking down street lights and carrying on over football, so-called win, I guess. Whatever you're doing, or you're celebrating on the other side that you won the football game, even though you didn't win, they won, the football players did. But you feel like you won, and you're celebrating. Or you didn't go to the football or pay any attention to it because you're not interested in football at all. You can be listening to the show as well. You can podcast all the show, but you can listen by calling the listen line on. I gotta find it here. Talk Stream Live Listen Line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. It's Monday, and we take all calls, of course, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Monday, Female Monday. We take the ladies' call on Monday as they come in. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And I have a brand new biblical question. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, yesterday, Sunday, it was the second Sunday of this month, February 2nd Sunday. And it was the 35th anniversary of Bond, my nonprofit. We've been around for 35 years as of yesterday. That's mind-blowing, folks. It really is just mind-blowing to me. And it doesn't seem like 35 years. Even though when you say 35 years, it sounds so long ago. But it seemed like yesterday. Yesterday, all my troubles were washed away. But I want to not only thank the staff and the people who made it happen. All these years, I want to thank all of you who have come along the way. And you've been helped by it. You've helped us to help others. And you've helped. Thank you. It has a life of its own, to be honest. Though, you know, with the help of God, I founded it. It was just me, and then people joined as I moved forward. But it took all of us. Thank you all. 35 years. Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, is now 35 years old, older than Jesus Christ himself. Amazing, huh? So thank you all. And then for the congratulations over the weekend and special notes and whatever. Thank you. Yesterday, we had an amazing fellowship. Amazing is the top word for it, but I can't find another word except that it was amazing. It was helpful, insightful, a lot of communication with one another, fellowshipping together, and honesty about oneself. It was amazing. I realized, and I've started to realize this over the years, but I've realized, and it cleared to me, that all human beings have the same problems. We're all in this together. We don't know it. Except that some people wake up and start and work on themselves, and they start to overcome the issue. But everybody has the same problem. The complaints are the same. The causes are the same. And the overcoming is the same, if you want to truly overcome it. And everybody got the same problem. We're all in this together. We're all the same and don't know it. And it doesn't matter the color, the so-called worldly status, the male or female, it doesn't matter. And because human beings are blind and don't know we all got the same issue, people attack one another and don't know that you're attacking yourself. Isn't that amazing? When you attack others, you're attacking you. You really are. You're burning while you're trying to burn. And you have no love and no insight. But everybody has the same problem. The same problem. The same cause and the same solution to it. If you were not there yesterday or you didn't catch it live, you were watching a football game, whatever you may be doing, you can podcast yesterday fellowship. And I recommend you do. You podcast and by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. It was amazing. And people came from everywhere. All over the place. They didn't want no stupid football game. They wanted to deal with life. And people, when you make those kind of sacrifices, you will make it. You need to stay with it. And don't let evil tell you, oh, you're not smart enough. You're not this enough or that enough. It's not true. When it takes it too long, it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's not true. People came in from Europe and Las Vegas and up north, Northern California, San Diego, L.A., just everywhere. At all races, it seems. Because it's the same problem. It's nothing new. It's just that most people don't know how to find a way out. They don't know how to walk out of prison, find their way out of prison. So it was an amazing fellowship. I always learned from the fellowship, the men fellowship on the first Thursday of the month, the ladies fellowship on the third Thursday of the month, and Sunday morning church fellowship. I've always, from day one, because I'm always working on myself and understanding comes, and it's amazing. Stay with it, folks. Those who are truly working on yourself and you want to get free, you want an amazing life, stay with it no matter what. All right? So we dealt with yesterday, last week, biblical question. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? And without a doubt, anger is a part of stupidity. Intelligent people do not get angry. They have no anger. They do not get angry. Only stupid people get angry. And intelligence, I'm not talking about this lower level of intelligence. The earthly intelligent. You may have gone to school, you think you're intelligent, and yet you have anger, you're stupid. You may be rich, and you think you're intelligent, and you have anger, you're stupid. There's a higher level of intelligence that comes from God. It's the only and real intelligence. And in that, there is no anger, period. You can't be angry, it's impossible. No matter what happened. But if you notice, everyone, it doesn't matter who it is, everyone who has anger is stupid. You're stupid. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, doctor's degree, lawyer degree, preacher degree, psychiatrist degrees, whatever it is. If you have anger, you're stupid. You're just stupid. And if you notice, if you pay attention to yourself, close attention to yourself, keep your eyes on others, when you get angry, don't you act stupid? You look stupid. You feel stupid. You act stupid. You have fear, stupid. You have everything stupid. You look for love, stupid. You hate others. You're jealous and envious and strife and revenge. Hateful heart. You're stupid. Angry people are stupid. Intelligent people. And it doesn't matter how high or low your little IQ is supposed to be, whatever that means. It doesn't matter your IQ, how high it is. You're still stupid if you have anger. You have to be stupid and crazy. Think about it. Angry people are not even patient with their own children if they have children. Isn't that stupid? Angry people fight one another and judge one another and afraid and fear. Isn't that stupid? You yell. You worry. You think about what others think about you. You're trying to live up to something. Isn't that stupid? Think about it. You're not free. That's stupid. You're stupid. Stop being stupid. drop your anger and rise above this worldly low level of what they call intelligence. It's not intelligence. Intelligent people have no anger. Zero. And I don't mean they fake not having it. They don't have it. It's not in them at all. You never, ever, ever get angry if you're a real intelligent person. The intelligent, the mindset, the heart of God. Perfect love. So we dealt with that yesterday. And the response to from you all was amazing. Thank you. What you don't know is that there's a higher level of intelligence. And you're on the lower level of intelligence, which is stupid. The worldly level. And you convince yourself you're intelligent. And then if you have a degree, you make others say that you're intelligent, but you're not. Amazing, huh? We dealt with that yesterday. It was amazing. You can be free or you can be enslaved. You can break away from prison. You can walk out the prison. Or you can stay in the prison of your own mind. So I have a brand new biblical question. And oh my God. It's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It's a Ola. It's a Si Señor. It's a Gracias. It's a real Ola. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? You ever wondered about that? Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? It is an amazing one. I want to go to Canada and talk to a first-time caller, Kennedy. Kennedy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, amazing.
Good. Okay, so question.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Relax. It's just Jesse.
Okay. I have two questions.
Okay.
So my first one is, what does it mean for a woman to obey?
To love God with all her heart, soul, and might, along mm-hmm. with nothing else or anyone else. And when she's in that position of life, she's going to obey her husband without a thought or worry or anything, and she would love being in that position.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
I've just recently been introduced to you and your show, so I guess I'll go into my next question. So that one was pretty straightforward. I just got to get into believing fully. But my next one has to do with a little bit more of a sensitive topic with
okay.
abortion.
Okay.
So I went to therapy and thought I had kind of dealt with all of the feelings that I had towards abortion, but being introduced to a new way of seeing has made it really hard to forgive myself and the choices I've made. So how would I go about that?
So did you have an abortion or something?
Yeah, I did.
And why did you make that choice?
Well, of course, it's me thinking that I knew better.
Yeah, I understand that. And how are you feeling about it now?
Well, my boyfriend's the one who introduced me to you and how thoughts aren't really you.
Right.
So if it's not me making the choices. It's just kind of confusing.
And so how do you feel about the abortion, having that abortion now?
I don't feel great about it.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like I definitely took something from the earth that I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, okay. And are you feeling badly about it, guilty or what?
Yeah, definitely guilt.
You're feeling guilty. And who is feeling the guilt?
I knew you were going to go somewhere like this. He warned me.
Oh, he warned you? What the?
He warned me that you were going to ask all the right questions. I don't really know. I guess I'm feeling guilty, but who am I?
Right. Who is feeling the guilt?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I mean, I'm feeling guilty.
And who are you?
Exactly. Who am I? It's just thoughts.
And so who are you?
I wouldn't even know how to begin answering that question.
But then why are you saying that you feel guilty, but you don't know who you are? How do you know you feel guilty and don't even know who you are?
I mean, I think I feel guilty.
Why? And who is thinking that?
Oh. Well, because from, I don't know. All thoughts are all lies, is what I've been told. So and if it's,
you
if
said
my
I,
guilt is just,
you said I think I feel guilty. Who is the I that thinking that she feel guilty? Who are you referring to?
I mean me, but if I don't know who I am.
So are you telling you to feel guilty, or who you're telling yourself to feel guilty?
Yeah, I think so.
So there are two yous? Which one are you? Are you the one that's telling yourself that? Or are you the one that's feeling the guilt? Who are you, two people?
I'm the one feeling the guilt, I would say.
And so if you're the one feeling the guilt, who is telling you to feel guilty?
Oh. I guess it's just my thoughts telling me to feel guilty.
And so why are you, and so your thoughts are telling you to feel guilty, right? Did the thought tell you to have the abortion, or did you tell yourself to have it?
I thought it was myself, but now with how I see things a little bit differently through you, it's kind of made me realize that it wasn't me doing it.
And in knowing that, and you don't know who you are, why are you holding on to the idea of guilt? If it wasn't you that told you to have the abortion, and it's not you that feel guilty because you're not your emotion, guilt is an emotion. Are you your emotions?
No, I should try and separate myself from the emotions.
And who will you separate from? What self are you going to separate from the emotion?
Oh, can you rephrase the question? I don't understand this question.
You said I should try to separate myself from the emotion. Who will you be separating from the emotions?
I guess it would be God, probably.
You're going to separate God from the emotion?
Well, I guess not really that, but I don't know.
But yet you walk around feeling guilty. You have no idea who is feeling the guilt, who would cause you to feel the guilt, who told you to have the abortion, and you're walking around suffering for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I want you to notice that you didn't tell you to have the abortion. Somebody else, something else told you, and you thought it was you, and you went and had the abortion. Then once you had the abortion, then it told you, now you feel guilty. You had the abortion. It told you to feel guilty. And then once you started to feel guilty, it started to laugh at you because it told you other people are judging you. You listen to one thought after another one, and all you're doing is living in hell.
Yeah.
In the imagination of thoughts.
Yeah. True.
And there is no you. Anyone that think that there is a them is delusional.
Mm-hmm.
There is no you. Who would you be if you didn't have thoughts and emotions?
I mean, you wouldn't really be anything.
So why don't you be that then?
That's a good point.
No, that was a good question.
Yeah, it was a good question.
Why don't you be nothing?
It would be a lot easier.
It would be perfect.
Yeah, it would.
So why don't you be nothing?
I'm going to try being more nothing, more present.
Yeah. Let all of your ideas and identities go. You're not your thoughts. You're not the emotions, the good or the bad emotions. You're not a winner. You're not a loser. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You're not a rich. You're not a poor. You're not a black. You're not a white. You're not a this. You're neither male nor female. We identify male or female on earth, but we're neither male or female. Why don't you just be nothing and live your life? Let life happen for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try doing that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I'm currently working on that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I have not.
And why not?
Of course, I went to therapy and I thought I did. But
you went to therapy and forgave your mother?
I thought that I did.
So your mother was your counselor, your therapist?
No. No.
Wouldn't it mean you went to therapy and you thought you did?
I mean, I went to therapy and I talked to someone about how I felt towards my mom and thought I had moved past all of the things that, you know, I resent her for. But now that I still talk about them regularly, which definitely means that there's still anger.
And did God tell you to go to a therapist, or did he tell you to go to the person that you're angry and forgive?
I mean, I'm sure he would tell me to go to the person.
So why you went to the therapy and wasted all that money?
That's what the world tells you to do, go to therapy.
When will you stop following the world? The world set us up to suffer and fail in life. It is not set up to cause you to succeed at life. The whole world, including your parents, set you up to fail in life. They have no love.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's true.
So you're going to have to, if you want to be free, you got to go and face your mother. Your mother feel the same way you feel and think about everything because her mother did it to her. And your mother's blind, and she couldn't help with what she did because her mother did it to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to apologize for resenting her. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with her or any of those things. And if she said, oh, I need to forgive you, or I did, or it was your daddy, or whatever she said, whatever she says, it's on her. You just say, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself.
Yeah.
And God will forgive you and make you free.
Yeah, I definitely got to get on that.
And when you were asking your father to help you deal with your mother, what would he say? Did he help you?
He would probably say to just not listen to my mom.
Hold on 1 minute. Can you hold for 1 minute?
Yep.
Okay. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. All right, Jesse is here. I have told you over and over again about Goldco, and I mentioned to you that Goldman Sachs and other major investment firms are predicting positive gold value predictions. And so I've been trying to encourage you, hey, go buy a little piece of gold, get some gold, and so you can be ready for it. All right, don't wait until the last minute and then the gold prices go through the roof and you wonder, what the? And hopefully you have considered adding gold to your investment profile. And for the Jesse Lee Peterson listeners, Goldco, I have a special promo for you. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. A 10% instant match in bonus service. I recommend you learn more about it by going to Jesse Loves Gold. JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And by the way, tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I want to go back to Kennedy out of Canada, talking about overcoming. Kennedy,
yes.
So when you were growing up and you asked your father to help you deal with your mother, did he help you deal with her?
I mean, my parents are very complicated. My mom and dad aren't together anymore, of course. And my mom, we moved away from where my dad is, so I didn't get to be around my dad a lot.
And so have you asked him since being an adult, have you asked why did he protect you from your mother? Did you ask him?
No, I haven't asked him because I know he didn't really have much control in the situation.
He was beta?
Well.
you had a beta dad.
I don't see him that way.
Well,
he did what he could to protect me, but he wasn't gonna fight her on it that much.
That's amazing. Well,
yeah.
If you want to be free of your false self,
mm-hmm.
which has to disappear, it has to die, the spirit, that ego nature has to die, you got to start seriously working on yourself. And mm-hmm. I recommend you go to your mother and, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you all my life. I had to fight. I resented you because of what you've done to me. You ran my father off and all that. But now I know you can't help yourself because you have become like her. You may or may not realize that, but you have the same mindset and emotions as your mother, and you're not yourself. So forgive mm-hmm. her. Don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. Are you able to talk to your father if you wanted to?
Oh, yeah. We live in the same city now.
Oh, so you should go to him and ask, and just hear him out. Why did you protect me from her? What was going on? So that you can, through understanding, you will forgive him as well. And start doing the silent prayer. Are you familiar with my silent prayer?
Yes, I am.
And do that. And when those thoughts come about whatever you've done in life or has happened, just know they're just thoughts. They're not real. They're not from God. They're you. There's no you to feel guilty about anything because you have never done anything wrong. And God is not holding anything against you. But you got to overcome this false identity of thoughts and emotions. You're not your thoughts and you're not your emotions. The good ones or the bad ones.
Yeah.
So when those thoughts come, just let them pass. You watch them and let them, don't call them you, and they'll be taken away from you. You got to work on you now.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked about obedience. What does obeying mean? Do you obey mm-hmm. your boyfriend?
We had a little incident last night where I almost burned the garlic bread because I didn't listen to him.
You said what now?
We had a little incident last night where I almost burned the garlic bread because I didn't listen to him.
Amazing, huh?
So now I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah, you start working on yourself so you can overcome the false self, the not you, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other question?
Nope, that's everything.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, thank you very much.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. I want to know, last night they had this little football game thing. I think it was a football game. They had a football game downtown L.A. Was it downtown?
No, New Orleans.
What?
New Orleans.
Oh. They had a little football game in New Orleans. And they made a mistake and asked some black people to perform at this football game. And they like they do with everything, they messed it up. They took the fun out of the game by coming up with this black mess that has no real meaning at all. It's just an all ego feeling, and it served no meaning other than that, and it's in your face to white people. And because white people, they try to please the blacks, they want to appease them, they let them say this mess at their football event. And I want to know what you think about it. This is from the New York Post. R&B vocalist, somebody by the name of Lettuce, performed the so-called Black National Anthem, whatever that is. Lift every voice and sing. Black people love to sing. Y'all hear me sing here all the time. Black people love to sing and dance. They sing, lift every voice and sing. And they did this ahead of the 2025 Super Bowl. Watch this from X.
Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky.
What's he smelling? Now, what purpose was that? It's not America, and we're not in Africa. They're not slaves. It's up to their own minds and emotions. It was, it's not been our national song. Why did they do that, and why did whoever put the football thing on invite them there and let them do that? Why? That was in your face to white people. That's all it was. It's an ego trip. It was just in your face. What do y'all think about that? When will we be one nation under God again? And if we will ever be it, if you continue to let these people carry on like this, if they're going to do this kind of mess, let them do the little national anthem at an all-black football game, whatever they want to do. Do what the people, the white people did in Louisiana, separate from them. Because this is just in your face to the white people. They don't really mean it. They know there's no such thing as a national black anthem. They know that. But because of their hatred of white people, by black, falsely accusing whites for being losers, for them being losers, it's in your face because they know white people are afraid. This is dividing. It's not uniting. Trump came to unite, not to divide. Well, maybe he wanted to divide the evil from the good. Because Christ, Trump is like Christ. But that was a mess. It was horrible. It was, if I was into being black, it's embarrassing. And it was the so-called first performance at the Super Bowl in 2020. And I'm being told it's in the wake of so-called police brutality and the so-called death of George Floyd. Why George Floyd? Not George Floyd. Floyd, why George Floyd? That's from the New York Post. It is, Christ came not to condemn the world, but for you to overcome the world. And white people, you need to overcome this by overcoming fear. I can't think of one thing, zero thing that black people in so-called leadership has done that is good for America. It has enhanced America. It made America better. Not one thing. And yet you keep putting them in leadership and roles like this. Let them do their own NAACP black stuff over their own world. And let America be great again. That's what I recommend, but do what you want. Now, this is just a mess. It wasn't even necessary to invite those people to sing there, and especially to sing that mess. And nobody even know what lift their voice and sing, even me. What a mess! It's pathetic. And one other quick thing. Where is the love in football? Is this an example of what love in football is? Is this, how is this love in football or love in Philadelphia? What does this action have to do with a football game? New York Post has reported that hundreds of fans flocked to Philadelphia and Broad Street to celebrate the franchise's second Super Bowl title. After the city decided not to grease the poles in the area, some decided to climb them, including one who sat atop a traffic light on the corner of Broad Street and Pine Street. Watch this from Ed. What does this have to do with football? Watch this.
Oh!
So, other than an ego thrill, what does that have to do with the football game? They weren't playing the football game. They weren't in it. They had nothing. What did? And why did the police go out and disperse these people by shooting some of that water, the whole water? Oh, I forgot. We don't have any water. It's all down in the ocean to save a fish. But what did that have to do with football, and why didn't the cops stop it? Now the taxpayer got to pay someone to go out and put the pole, the light pole back up. And they and all they got was a thrill. I don't even never heard of Grease in the Pole Island Games. I don't know what that is.
So that they can't climb up it.
Oh, so they can't.
So they cannot, yep. But I had never heard of it, but it makes a lot of sense for the to deal with the people who are out of control.
Or put the police out there around the pole, knowing that these people are gonna do it.
A cop at every pole.
Yeah. What a mess. My America is gone. And those are guys out there doing that, and the guys will be leading the right way, not doing this destructive stuff. Greg is out of Florida. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing this morning, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Greg, you crossed my mind yesterday. And I wonder,
what I do.
I wonder, how is Greg doing? Really? That's weird. Called today.
Well, I called you about maybe a month ago, but y'all were busy with new callers and all. And I understand you taking them and you didn't get to me. That's okay. I've been busy too. My new house is doing great. I think about you every time I go home because I stayed on that path of not running to another woman and just doing my work no matter how bad the body aches got and pains. And I got a brand new house. I mean, the house was just built. You know, I got a house that's got every one of my room. It's got God provided me with a room for each of my kids. Nobody has to share rooms. It's just been amazing.
Right on, man. Nice.
What I wanted to say is I was going to tell you about this ego pain. I've let more of my vices go that I've acquired over the years. And, ooh-wee, buddy, when you don't have nothing to dampen that feeling, it's just that ego pain. That is something else, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know I'm doing the right thing, and I'll tell you why. Because I was sitting in my garage one day on the weekend playing with my kids. Excuse me. And all of a sudden, Jesse, the most peace I'd ever had in my entire life just came over me. My mind wasn't racing, and I didn't do anything. I was just sitting there playing with my kids, and I had all that fear and anxiety and all that rushing, just nasty feelings. And, I mean, my mind just cleared up. I had a very clear mind. I didn't have racing thoughts. I had peace. I could tell nothing was bothering me. Like, normally inside I can feel that thing inside of me, you know, resisting and fighting against me to do bad things again. And I didn't feel any of that. And it didn't last long. I would say it lasted 2 or 3 hours. And then all those feelings came back again of the pain, the body aches, But I feel like that was God giving me a glimpse of what's to come if you stay on this. You know, if you keep doing the right thing here.
And your question for me is what?
Will he give you glimpses of that sometimes to let you know that you are doing the right thing?
Well, every time you stay out of thoughts, you're one with God. You're home, you're back with the Father. And you're going to have nothing but perfect peace. When you're out of your thought, you can't help but have peace because you're in the kingdom of God. You're back with the Father. The prodigal son has returned to the Father. And when he or she, the prodigal daughter, are living in the present rather than living in their imagination. When you're in your imagination, you're one with evil. And when you're out of your imagination, you have returned to the Father. And that's why you have perfect peace. And so when you find yourself back in it, just realize you're back in a thought Don't judge it. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you thought you were free and all that crap. Just come back out of the thought and just practice coming out until they're all gone, and they will be taken away from you, and you will never have to worry about it again.
When you say sit down and watch your thoughts, you know, every chance I have a chance, I watch my thoughts, and I can, you know, you can tell they're evil for sure.
Yes.
And you can tell they're not from you because you would never tell yourself some of the things it tells you.
That's right.
But the more you watch them, and maybe it's because I'm identifying with them, but the more I watch them, you know, if I'm doing my silent prayer at night, and I do it every morning and every night.
And then during the day, you practice watching them, too, when you're moving about, getting in your car.
Absolutely.
Always practice to be present.
And but what happens is I'll be doing that silent prayer, man, and I'm telling you what, when you're still and you're not watching a video or you're not distracting yourself and it's just you sitting there by yourself, no noise, and I mean, you're silent in a quiet room, black, and you're just with you and your thoughts, man, the body pains get unbelievable.
Absolutely. And the
you can feel yourself trembling on the inside.
Absolutely. And then just know that it's not you, but it's those spirits in your mind and in your emotions. And you're not your emotion, and they are in your body. You feel the emotion in the body, but you're not your body, so it's not you. And let it happen. Don't run from it. Don't try to take it away from you. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Just let it happen. And you live with it, sleep with it, eat with it, whatever. Let whatever happens to the ego, let it happen. And it will. They will have to leave you. And the reason it's so hard, because they don't want to leave you. Ego, the evil spirits live in human bodies. That's why human beings are so evil. They're one with Satan. They're run with evil. But they have to leave you. If you let it happen, God will take them away from you.
Because in those moments when I'm just letting it happen and say, you know, a lot of times at night, you know, you won't sleep good at night because, you know, you may go to sleep. You'll go to sleep and you have all those body pains and you'll just drift off into sleep because you're trying to relax. And then say it's hard to believe that your thoughts will wake you up.
Yeah.
And as soon as you wake up from that body pain, Satan gets busy right away and says, oh, my God, you're dying.
Absolutely.
This can't work. You're hurting too bad. He'll tell you things trying to
hold
get
on.
You to run from
hold
it.
Hold on,
know?
Greg, let me take a quick break. We can hold on. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
There's some serious mess going on. Red alert, red alert. You got to follow the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby, on Rumble and or Gorgon's Ola on DLive. Anchor Baby on Rumble, he is not probably going to be on YouTube today because you can't even find his channel on YouTube. What a mess. Watch out. Watch out. So you got to follow American Anchor Baby right after Joel Friday TV at American Anchor Baby on Rumble. Make sure you check that out and find him there, because you will not probably find him on YouTube unless by some miracle he suddenly reappears. It's a strange thing going on in the world. Happy Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, February 10th, AD 2025. Commie Nonsense Network is trying to push some free coffee on some other gross store that has burnt coffee. Get your Punchies coffee. Punchies coffee. JesseLeePeterson.shop. It smells great and it tastes great and it's kind of good for you. It's good for you. It's good for you. Anyway, the Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles dominated the Kansas City Chiefs 40 points to 22 points. Not too bad. They were getting skunked for a while there. Congratulations. They fought their way into some semblance of dignity, and I respect it. And Sunday's so-called little Super Bowl basketball game or football game in New Orleans. You heard about that on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show first hour. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, he's black and he's talented, was named the game's MVP, that's short for most valuable player, for his stellar performance, like a star, and for breaking his own record for the most rushing yards by a quarterback, QB, in the Super Bowl history with 72 yards. That's like more or less 72 meters. I forget how much, which one is bigger. Hurts praised his teammates after they overwhelmed the so-called Chiefs offense and tormented the star quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He's a light-skinned mixed white guy slash black guy with a flurry of sacks, a forced fumble, and two interceptions. Nice. Mahomes told reporters after the game that he takes ownership of the loss. Good for you. He looks like a kid, honestly. He looks like a high schooler. So we wish him well in a hopefully a long career, right? I guess. He will have to be better next time, he said. The Chiefs had sought to become the first team to win three straight titles in the Super Bowl era, three straight Super Bowls in a row. But no, they couldn't do it. They were left in disbelief after their dynasty was disrupted. Anyway, it's not that exciting. Trump's agenda ahead of Sunday's big game. Trump was there, by the way. President Donald J. Trump, he laid out several new policy plans set to take effect this week. Trump said that he'll announce new tariffs today. Oh, yeah. Including a 25% duty on all imported steel, Chinese steel, right? And aluminum. I assume it's Chinese steel. I'm not sure. The president, our greatest, also announced he will soon unveil reciprocal tariffs. Very nice. Which could match other countries' tariffs on U.S. goods. Separately, Trump Sunday doubled down on his plans to redevelop the Gaza Strip. Oh, yes. Telling reporters aboard Air Force One to, quote, think of it as a big real estate site, unquote. And that's exactly what they need because it was destroyed by Israel. He again suggested that other Middle Eastern countries would house displaced Palestinians, though most regional leaders have rejected that proposal. Oh, they're going to do it. Oh, you're going to take them. And immigration sweeps. Educators in the United States are grappling with fear among illegal students, apparently, and parents that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, will show up at schools or their homes as the Trump administration vows to deport millions of illegal aliens, which they call undocumented immigrants, which is inaccurate. The White on the Inside White House and ICE, among several other federal agencies, have splashed multiple photos and videos of their enforcement actions as social media PR blitz. Oh, yes. Get excited. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
I know we can find a way. Stand up.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week. Brand new biblical question. Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. If you're out and about anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama. You can be listening to the show while you're running around. You can podcast, watch it later. And you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888-77 Jesse. I want to go and finish up with Greg out of Florida. Greg, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Just the last thing I'll say is it's the most confusing part about this whole transition I've been doing from going from evil to good, and is that you would think that it's the more pain you feel to go the opposite way, but really it's the more pain you feel go that way, because there's something inside of you that don't like it and it's dying.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what's hard for human beings, because I mean, nobody just gets up in the morning and go, gee, I want to suffer today, you know, but well, if you go to what makes you feel good, it only lasts for a minute, and then you're right back in hell again. So you know that there's nothing to go back to. You might as well go this way and see what happens there.
Well, even a good feeling that you get is hell. It disguises itself as being good, but it's still hell. And that's why it goes from so-called good to bad. You feel good, you feel bad, you feel happy, you feel sad, you feel this and that. Because it's all evil, and none of it is you, and none is real.
Well, my salvation, I'll tell you this last thing, Jason. My salvation reminds me of what Trump said in one of his speeches one time, when he told the blacks, you're unemployed, you don't have any jobs, the government against you. What in the hell do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Go the other way, you know, so try something different. And I went my whole life was being so much anxiety, I couldn't even breathe at times. And then I would do one of my vices because it took me, I went unconscious and I got away from the pain for just a minute, but then it came back even worse. So I'm like, okay, there's nothing to go back there. So if I go back to that, it's just going to feel good for a minute and come back. So I might as well go this way.
Absolutely.
And just keep doing that. Yeah.
Oh, man, when you stay with it, man. And thanks for checking in sometimes like that.
Yes, sir. You got it, buddy. It's always good to hear from you, and I hope y'all have a good new year this year, buddy.
You too. Thank you. Amazing.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
All right. He's right. You got to make up your mind. Either you're going to take this journey and go all the way, or you're going to stay at home in hell. Can anyone do it for you? You got to take it yourself. One thing for sure and without a doubt, if you want a life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up the false life, the false self, the ego life. You're not going to have peace with the false life. It ain't going to happen no matter how hard you try. In order to have real life, you must die the spiritual ego death. There's no way around it. What a mess, huh? 888-775-3773. Super chat. There's super one line open for
super chats.
Super.
Jay Len on Cash App, no message.
Thank you, Jay Len.
That's Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you, Jay Len.
Thank you.
Laquan bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, love the show. I might have read this. I might not have, though. I've got two tattoos, a star because I like stars. Stop me if you recognize this. And 1776 because the USA is my favorite country ever. No bad intentions with my tattoos. Have I ruined my... Oh, yeah, I did read this. Have I ruined my chances of having a true connection with God? We did address this on Friday. Thank you, sir.
Unless you get a true identity from the star, if it just a tattoo and nothing more, you're fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Laquan.
I wouldn't recommend you write on your body, though, but if you've done it and you realize, hey, I'm not going to get a false feeling from this, you'll be fine. Thank you.
Hot bean water latte, 20 coffees, very generous.
Thank you.
Jesse and crew, you all are amazing. First time I heard your message, I thought you were crazy. Now I can see the truth and love behind it. Appreciate all you do. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you. And thanks for your support. I appreciate that. Stay with it.
Hot bean water latte is now a monthly supporter on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. My father introduced you to me, and I could not be more grateful. You've completely changed my life. Your messages, I wanted life to end, done with all this suffering. Once I questioned those thoughts, because it made no sense why I wished for my life to end, I asked God for the truth. And after that day, my whole life changed. No longer had suicidal thoughts or cried to sleep. Became grateful for what I had and focused on working on myself.
Amazing. You stay with it, all right? Don't give up. Go all the way. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, hot bean water latte. It's hard to say. Anyway, appreciate that. Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Gregatron says, okay, Jesse and the experts, it's Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. Everybody, every Monday is Female Monday. Shut the poop up, Larry. What's in the bag, baby? That's that lady trying to falsely imprison the delivery man for the refrigerator.
Oh, what a mess.
Excuse me, there's a black woman up here. I demand y'all's attention like you give the white people.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
What a mess, says Gregatron. And he lists several other incidents with these ladies.
Piffy. Keep it piffy, but thank you.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Dreams of Joel bought a coffee. I think that's what it says. Jesse, if you wake up at 3 in the morning to do the silent prayer, what time do you go to sleep?
Like 9. I try to be in bed around 9. Don't always succeed at that, but around 9. But not sometime later. Thank you. Amazing.
Patrick bought 100 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
Bibi Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro believe Jesus is in hell right now, says he.
Well, he did go to hell, but he has returned from hell. He went down there and conquered death.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
I'd never heard that of those guys.
Me either. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah. For clarity, says someone with a coffee, I heard Mr. Jesse say on Thursday's show, we are not to have no opinion about anything. What is it called when all of you get together and speak on a subject such as that pastor and the drag queen with the experts? He asks.
We were saying, discussing if the pastor was right for throwing the guy out, if the guy wasn't there protesting or if he was not disorderly or anything like that, because the guy may have been looking for help. I don't understand the question. What's the question?
Since we're not supposed to have any opinion, what do you call it when we give our opinion?
We were discussing it. None of us resented the pastor or the drag queen. When you have anger, that's when you have a problem that you're judging. Amazing, but you got to communicate. What the?
No opinion. The role of experts is to guess. We were guessing.
Right. We didn't know really what happened at the event itself.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah, but thank you.
Another someone or another coffee from someone. Say hello, sir. Believe me, I don't support Beyonce at all. If a white person can win Rapper of the Year, Best R&B Singer, or any other class, the so-called Black Music Award, why is it strange for her or any black to win Best Country? If you was born in this country, you should have a story to tell, I believe. Are you saying only whites can tell it in that way?
Yeah, can you pull up that little kid? He explained it better than I could possibly explain.
From last week?
Why Beyonce had no business. This was a DEI win for, it wasn't because of her talent or she really did better than the other singers. It was a DEI. If you doubt me, watch this response.
Okay, do you know who won Best Country Artist or Country Album of the Year for the 2025 Grammys last night?
Cardi?
No.
Margo Allman?
No.
Ella Langley?
No.
Riley Green?
No.
Luke Combs?
Nope.
Bailey Zimmerman?
Nope.
Teddy Swims?
No.
Thomas Rhett?
No.
What's her name? Megan Maroney?
No.
I give up.
Do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
Beyonce.
What? God.
She's not even country!
Yep.
Wow.
That's your answer. I rest my case. It's amazing that little kid remember all those names of the country western singers.
If it was like a real country singer, a black country singer like Darius Rucker, then I could see it.
Beyonce is a DEI country western singer.
Yeah,
it's not real. And it doesn't even make sense. It's not real. That's why. Amazing. Thank you.
So Callis with a Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App, the devil created competition to entertain himself.
Are they responding to the biblical question? Or?
Nope. I don't think so.
Thank you. Who was that?
So Callis.
Thank you. Amazing.
Homer's 67 on IG says, it all seems so logical what JLP tells.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Vet Nurse 730 says, intelligence is understanding of stupidity. I think that's fair.
That is. What? Now, anyone that has anger is stupid. Just know you're stupid. I don't care how many degrees you have or don't have, what color you are or not, how much money you have or not. You're stupid if you have anger. I don't care what you call yourself, psychiatrist, psychologist, or whatever. If you have anger, you're stupid. What? Now, thank you.
Parents, the band says, I love church with JLP on IG.
It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Timothy on X says, I'm not having a plan or thought for the future. 39 years old, stuck in my position, can't work. Doctors diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis. Beta male.
Beta male? Hey. I wish you well. Thank you.
That's the right way. No plan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Timothy. Yep. That's on X. Spirit Girl 13 bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, how do I get myself to do the silent prayer? I want to do it, but I don't. Why is that?
Oh, you're not doing it because you still love your pain. You love your misery. That's the only reason you're not doing it. If you didn't love your misery, you were sick of your misery, and you wanted to overcome your misery, your pain, you would be doing it. Just that simple. I wish you well. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Church is always good, but this one was really something else. All the wisdom you could ever need in one fellowship. The Prodigal Son is one of my favorite stories. I am grateful, and congratulations on 35 years.
Thank you. Amazing. And stay with it. 35 years of bond. The Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought another coffee saying, I also wanted to ask.
Ask.
That when you start when you start the plantation and make Hake the master.
Yes.
If I could come over and work for a summer, maybe during White History Month sometime. Thanks, guys.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Shout out Jamil.
And when Hake said he said, being the master of the plantation, you're going to have to say, yes, I'm Master Weesick. Can you see yourself being a slave master?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I was a project manager at my other job with the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, I can see you being a slave master.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
But I was a lovable beta slave master.
He's drunk as a bastard.
No more thoughts about our coffee. I'm in my thoughts about buying an adventure motorcycle. I don't see myself identifying with it. I don't care if anyone knows I have one. I just like to go camping and drive trails with it. Maybe work when the weather is nice. Is it practical or just dumb thought trying to make me waste money?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
I thought they said they don't see themselves in their thoughts about it.
No, he says I'm in my thoughts about buying it, but he doesn't identify. He doesn't see himself identifying with it.
Come out of your thought. And if you want to buy it, buy it. If you don't, don't. But you got to come out of your thoughts. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. No more thoughts.
Yeah.
Always in his thoughts.
Always call yourself no more thought, but you're in your thought. What?
Shout out.
Maybe you should call yourself in my thoughts.
There's one guy who says, I lost my job today. Because I listened to your show Friday and an Uber rider reported me, LOL. And I'm not sure if he's talking to Hake or to JLP. But be careful driving Uber and playing the show.
So he was the driver of the Uber?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody, a passenger, reported him because he was playing your show?
Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hake. There's anti-Hake discrimination on the major platforms.
Yeah, don't do that when you have patients in the car.
Yeah.
Because you never know. They can hate the truth and try to hurt you with it.
They'll smile in your face.
All the time. Take your play. Backstab.
Try your luck on Lyft.
Amazing. Thank you. I wish you well with that.
Sorry to hear it.
Yeah.
Greenwall with a over on DLive says, so if you realize you did something you shouldn't have, that wasn't you at the time?
Nope. Not at all. I mean, it's enough to realize you did it, but don't call it you. And if you don't call it you, you would never do it again. But if you say you did it, you will end up doing it again. Stop identifying with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Soul Conscious. Jesse, amazing Sunday's church. Is non-practical thinking the knowledge of good and evil?
What?
Non-practical thinking. Is that the knowledge of good and evil?
No. If you non-practical thinking. What does that mean?
Thinking about stuff that's not practical.
I don't know what that means.
I think the knowledge of good and evil is among the non-practical thinking.
I don't understand the question. It may be because there's only practical thinking is like physical work. You know, what you're going to eat, what house you want, what car you're going to drive. That's practical thinking, right? And the question is what?
Is non-practical thinking the knowledge of good and evil?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Amazing.
Thanks, Soul Conscious.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Charles, Three Coffees. Jesse, thank you for the wonderful cameo. April loved the birthday shout-out. Amazing.
You're welcome. And if you like a shout-out, I'll do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding, anniversaries, congratulations, whatever the shout-out, go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. We're going to stop there for a minute.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all. I want to get you some calls. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Virginia. I hope I'm not butchering your name. Lodgery Tro. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, sir. That's close enough.
All right. Thank you, man.
How you doing this morning?
Let me hear you say your first name.
Lodgery Tro.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You can just say Gio.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Thank you, Gio.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be talking to you right now, Mr. Peterson. I want to officially let you know that I'm in solidarity with you in celebrating White History Month. Congratulations for founding it.
Right on.
To take it to another level.
Yep, absolutely. Amazing. And for those who don't know, White History Month is in July. Every July,
from
we
July
celebrate.
From July 1st to July 31st.
Yeah. Every July, we celebrate White History Month. July just feels white. Amazing.
It just feels white.
thank you.
I want to tell you something that might make you proud. I trust in God. I love my country, and I respect its laws. I don't play that Marxist, race-baiting crap. And I just have a question that I wanted to ask you. You might want to answer it, but it's kind of rhetorical. Do you think the Great White Hope's going to be able to undo the mess that Obama and Obama's extension did to this country through Biden?
Well, I think, you know, again, I have to wait and see, but I believe that he would get a lot of it undone. But because he's still going to have to deal with enemies who hate America in the media and in government, it's going to be difficult to clean everything up. But hopefully, and I believe that he will have a major impact in undoing a lot of the stuff that those people have done to this country.
Yes, sir. And another thing, you know that families, nuclear families, are the building blocks to society.
Right.
How do we get our nuclear families back intact? Like, it's like the mainstream and the people who you just talked about, the ones who hate this country, they're pushing also against the nuclear family. I remember when you were talking about those BLM savages and what their ultimate goal is. They hate God. They hate the country. They hate the nuclear family. They hate masculinity. Well, they promote toxic masculinity, so as homosexual boys, lesbian girls, beta boys. They push, that's toxic masculinity. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not going to get, this family is never coming back. That's except through those who wake up and they love God more than anybody or anything else. And if they want to have a family, then that's going to work. But as far as the family as we know it, that's never going to happen again. It's done.
Oh, man. How often can I call in, if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Peterson?
Whenever you like.
For real?
Yeah.
I was just out in California this past weekend. I just made my way back to the East Coast. I was just out there visiting some family.
Yeah.
I'm back out here working.
But
and
yeah,
call in
whenever you like. Once a day, but you can call in anytime you like. Once a day.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Mr. Peterson, you have a great one. And like I said, I'm in solidarity with you.
Right on.
They call me a tap dancer. They call me a coon. They call me Uncle Tom. You know what? I just want to leave this note to all those people who say stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
A tap dancer usually performs with people that are on stage. violinist, pianist.
Well, the best way to deal with evil is by not taking it personal, and don't respond to evil. Don't respond to the evil in your imagination, and don't respond to evil inside of other people. And never think about what others call you or what they say about it. It doesn't matter. Put no thought into it. And never argue with the devil. You'll be fine, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. I'll call again.
All right.
You're awesome. Peace.
Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. John is out of New Jersey. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me on here.
Yes, sir.
I just kind of like shake my head on some of the things that you say sometimes, you know. I mean, you just, you know, I'm a half white, half black guy. And it's like every time I listen to your show and listen to you, it's like you just basically denigrate black people. Like, black people are the evil this, black people are the evil that, black people are this, black people. I just heard on one of your commercials, you know, this guy said Jalen Hurts, he's black. You know, like, I mean, why do you got to express the denigration of black people all the time? Why can't you just denigrate evil people? Why do you got to denigrate just black people? And that's just it. There's evil in all of us, not just only black people, but you just single out black people. I'd like to know why.
And give me an example of denigrating the blacks.
When you went on, I'll give you a perfect example. When you went on I think it was the Dr. Phil show, yeah, and you came out and you said that this world needs more white babies and we don't need any other blacks or any other thing because they destroy. We need more white babies.
And was I wrong about that?
That's one.
Okay, hold that. Let's deal with that one. Then.
What do you do?
Am I wrong? Was I wrong about that?
Yes, you was wrong about that.
And how was I wrong?
Because of the simple fact is that we all have the right to have our own children. So
I didn't say you didn't have.
We need more white babies.
Right. But I didn't say you didn't have the right to have them. But I said that we need more white babies because if white people become the minorities, then it's over for America. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, you are wrong about that. Because if the white people become the minority, you know, they don't worry about us. They still go and do their own thing, regardless if they're the majority or the minority.
No, but how am I wrong?
You are wrong. I just told you.
Calm down, John. I'm trying to communicate with you.
Okay, communicate.
Tell me one thing that's good that the blacks have done that's good since they have been allowed to be a part of our government, our businesses, schools, or whatever. Tell me one thing that the blacks have done that's good for America.
They wouldn't have been in America if it wasn't for black people.
That's not the question, John.
That I just told you. John, the goodness that came out of the black people.
Tell me one thing, John, that the blacks have done. Can you hold your?
I can hold.
Okay, hold on. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. Quick note, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black! Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon, you don't want to miss them. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. All right, at 12 noon. And for personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson birthday shout out, wedding, anniversaries, and everything. It's Monday. It's Female Monday. We take the ladies' calls as they come in. I want to go back to John out of New Jersey. Hey, John. Out of New Jersey, yeah.
How you doing? Okay.
So, John, name me one thing that the blacks have done and is good for America, made America better.
They was involved in the Industrial Revolution. They built helped build these companies in this country, which is that's a known fact. They created the cars. They created the electric bulb. They collected I'm telling you.
John, if it wasn't for the white people assisting them in that, that would not have happened. They were working they were working for the white people. I'll bring it home a little bit easier, maybe to make it a little easier for you. Tell me something in the last 70 years that the blacks have done since allowing them in government and being all the stuff. Tell me something good that the blacks have done to make America better.
The blacks have increased increase the education when it came to NASA. They help increase the education. I'm explaining to you.
No,
see, there you go again.
I'm not asking you what they have done after they were hired by the white man to work for them. What good have the blacks done to make America better on themselves?
They have their own businesses embedded themselves. They have their own restaurants. They have their own businesses. They built their own things. What are you talking about? I'll give you a perfect example. A perfect example, all right? I'm from the 70s. I lived with my grandmother in 1970 in Philadelphia. We lived there. We had our own seafood restaurant. We had our own store, and we also had our own shoe store.
In the
1800s, so she built
John.
It herself. The white man. I'm giving you an example.
I'm gonna ask you one more time.
And they
tell
fed the
me
community.
Something that the blacks have done in the last 70 years since the people have made a horrible mistake by putting them in government, putting them in police departments. allowing them to take over their businesses. Tell me something good that the blacks have done to make America better.
I've been trying to tell you that they've done a lot of things to make America better.
Like
every
what,
time I try to tell you, every time I'm trying to tell you, you keep interrupting and you keep saying, no, that's not right and everything like that. So it's no sense in even trying to even talk to you about that because, the reason we try to talk to you about it because you twist things around. And I'm trying to tell you, stop twisting things around.
You're not telling me anything that the blacks have done in 70 years. If you notice, John, we have allowed the blacks to be a part of our government. They have destroyed government. We have allowed the blacks to be a part of the police department. They destroyed that. No,
they didn't. How did they destroy the police department?
Defunding the police. We have fewer police.
They ain't defunding the police.
We have allowed.
Do you understand what defunding the police means?
We have allowed the blacks to be a part of our business world. By DEI, right? We've allowed the blacks to be a part of that.
If blacks are so bad, then why is companies still hiring? If black people are so bad, as you say they are, if they're so bad, then why is companies and why is government still hiring?
Because they're afraid not to. They don't want to be called racist.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. You're nothing but a liar.
John,
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I know for a fact, and without a doubt, and I hear it nearly every day, but not every day. I know white business people, Asian business people, Indian business people who have privately told me they regret every time they hire a black because
they
black
and the ones that told you that, you're not listening. Okay.
And they said they do it because they know that the blacks are going to show up late, and if they show up, they're going to be bitching about, oh, you're racist. Don't tell me to do this work or that work. You're racist. They're going to end up suing them, eventually calling them racist. They halfway come to work, and they always complain. And the only reason that they hired the blacks was because they didn't want to be called racist, and now they're trying to figure out ways of getting around hiring the blacks because it costs them more money and time when they hire the blacks than it does when they don't hire them.
I mean, I would respect you a lot more. I would really, really respect you a lot more.
But I don't want you to respect me. Why are you going to respect me?
No. I would respect you a lot more if you just come out and tell the truth and say you hate black people. I would respect you more if you say
if
that.
If I hated I them, John.
You hate them.
John.
No, you hate them. Yes, John. You do. You do hate them. You do. You do hate black people.
John, are you going to communicate or not? I'm trying to.
Well, you're the one that's
talking. I'm keeping you on the air. I'm trying to communicate with you. If I hated black, I would say it. If I hated the blacks, I would say it. But I love the blacks.
Then why? Okay. Then if you love the blacks, why every single time when injustice is done in blacks and there is full 100% evidence that was injustice done for black, you try to find some way, like with the Walter Scott case, you tried to find some way to say that Walter Scott was guilty and the cop was somewhere innocent when Walter Scott is where the cop shot Walter Scott 8 times in the back.
Who
and
Walter
you was
Scott?
On Fox News. When I'm explaining it to you. When you was on Fox News with Sean Hannity and you was with their Leo Terrell, and by the way, Fox News didn't invite you back on, and they really apologized for bringing you on for saying the things that you said. But you was making it
seem like. When did they apologize?
When they apologize to the public.
No,
they
apologize to the public
when you won. That's why you never been on Fox News.
You lied. That's not true.
No. I was on Fox News the month before that, man. You came out, and you said John, you was trying to make it seem like that Walter Scott was the problem.
John, you lying. You lying now.
No, they apologized to the public, and I got the video to prove it. They apologized.
John.
You know, John. I can prove it to you.
John.
I can prove it to you.
God, I gotta go, buddy. He won't even listen. I don't even know who Walter Scott is. Some black guy being told running from the cop. He was running? Well, what do you expect? Was he running, John? When did that happen? In the 1800s or something? What the? Thank you, John. I don't mind you calling it. I don't mind you disagreeing, but you got to listen. And I'm trying desperately to talk back and forward, speak or dialogue back and forward. You won't let it happen. You're yelling and carrying on. What the? Let me go to Carlos out of Miami, Florida. 888-77-JESSE. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. What a call. What a call, the previous one.
What a mess.
Jesse, I wanted to talk to you again. I'm a very proud gray, white, hope voter. This is my first time that I voted in this country, and I'm so proud of it. And I have a lot of hope for this country, and I recently became, you know, a citizen, and I was able to vote.
Right on.
And I just want to say, you know, I've always been legal in this country. Since the moment that I step on it, I never was here illegally, and there is a way, you know, if you wanted to come to this wonderful country to do it legally.
Yes.
It took me 17 years, yes, to do this, and now what Trump is doing, you know, taking all these illegal people away. I do support that because there is a law and you have to follow it. And in my case, it was 17 years that I have to follow the law and wait patiently.
Right on.
And follow the rules and regulations. And this is what I am right now. So I support that.
Right on.
Now, I wanted to. Yeah, it is like that. So I'm very, very proud of myself to be able to see the right path and to vote and for all the policies that Donald Trump wants to implement. But also, it's been a surprise to me because all my so-called friends, it's unbelievable how actually they turn on me just because I voted for Donald Trump. Like, I never seen so much evil coming out of their mouth, you know, because they know that I voted for him.
Yeah,
I've been called names. And you know what? Especially we were talking about, especially, you know, the black population. I have a lot of black friends, too. And they have turned like nasty on me. Like, I cannot tell you the things that actually they say right now because, you know, I bought it from him.
And how do you feel about that?
You know, at first I was like, I don't feel anything because that doesn't affect me. You know, I listened to you for a while, and I know who I am, and I do my silent prayer. You know, I forgot my mother and my father, and I had peace, you know, internally.
I know.
But I got surprised. I cannot lie to you that I got surprised that people that they are so-called friends around you, they can turn into you like real. They want to destroy you.
Yes, absolutely.
For something this simple, Jesse, for something simple, like we may have differences, you know, in different political views, but that doesn't mean that our friendship, you know, have to go away. But in this case, they have completely turned on me. They call me racist all the time. So I was like, my question to you is like, you know, like sometimes in a few programs before,
like the previous shows you mentioned, you know, we don't have to judge people. And, you know, but when we, because sometimes I like to call them on the BS, you know, like we were talking right now, like you were talking to this guy right now before the call, you know, and mentioned things that sometimes we don't want to say because we will be called racist. And, but it's the truth, you know, there are things that, so how do you like difference between what you do sometimes, which is call for the BS and judging people? What's the difference?
Well, I realize that all people are in a fallen state and they are being controlled by evil, but they don't know that they are being controlled by evil. They think that their thoughts and their feelings are their own, and they are not. They are evil. Their hearts are evil. They have become one with evil. And so I understand that, and in understanding that, I can't judge them. I can disagree with them, but I can't judge them because it's not them. It's something else that made a home in their thoughts and emotion. So that's why I don't judge them. It's not in my heart to judge. And then I've come to realize that there's no such thing as friends. There's no such thing as all these things. And so if you stop identifying with that, and when these people turn on you, your so-called friends or whatever turn on you, you won't take it personal because you will understand that they were never friends anyway. It was all fake. It was never real. And they never cared about you. And you really never cared about them. It's just that it was all fake. And so be glad to see that when people turn on you, it allows you to know that was your enemy. Even if when your mother turned on you, and when you go to your mother and you forgive your mother for what she's done, and she go and try to build an army against you, don't hate your mother. Just realize she's your enemy. Forgive her and be done with her. She cannot help herself. She love evil and hate good. And just move on with your life. And you can go out and associate with people, hang out with people, but don't call them friend. Don't put a name on it. And just simply live your life without any identity at all, and you'll be fine.
That's awesome.
Because people are evil, and it's worse than what I'm telling you. That's why God said, anyone that has anger meaning hatred. Anyone that has hatred is evil, and you should never trust an angry person. Never trust an angry person. So don't put a title on it. And so when people want to walk away, that's fine. If they want to stay around, that's fine. You can take it either way. It won't be a big deal.
Correct. Yeah, that's the way I feel right now. It's just like when you do it, you know, you call, you know, and you tell the truth, you know, and sometimes it's very hard for people to swallow the truth. And then they call you names. But I do want to be someone also to, if I am in a conversation and they say something, you know, to be able to give my opinion and say, no, I feel like that's not true. I feel that,
yeah,
like we talk right now, you know, affirmative action and all the stuff. And when people call me racist, I mean, like it's crazy how my friends so-called, you know, especially black people, how racist they can be too, like towards me.
When you speak, it's okay. You should speak up. If you disagree, you say, hey, I disagree with that, right? But don't argue with them about it, because the blacks and others are going to want to go into argument. The moment they want to argue about it, you drop the conversation. Don't argue. Never argue with the devil inside of your mind, and never argue with the devil inside of other human beings. It's just become two devils arguing and both trying to prove that they're right. And you don't never try to prove yourself right to anyone. And just simply live your life and don't argue. If they want to say you this, you racist, that's fine. Don't argue about that either. Don't try to prove anything. You don't owe any explanation to the world. You don't owe anything to the world. You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
That is awesome. That's amazing.
Amazing. So you speak up, but don't argue. The moment they get mad and want to argue, you'll be done with the conversation, all right?
All right, Jesse. I appreciate it.
I wish you well.
Thank you so much for everything, Jesse.
All right,
you
man.
Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to Nick out of Florida. Nick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Nick.
Hey, I had a question. So I talk to a lot of guys, and I have a mentor, and he says they talk a lot about women and how they're so evil and complicated and weird. And I was just wondering, is it bad for my girlfriend, because she wants to get married and stuff? And I'm just like, no, just wait. Is it bad for me to tell her to accept expectations and not be, like, controlling, but tell her that she can't do this and it's like certain stuff like that? Is it bad to do that?
What did you say about controlling and expectation?
Yeah, like, not being controlling, but, like, I don't like it when she... I don't know if this is insecure or this is ego, because I can feel it coming out of anger.
Yes.
But when she hangs out with other guys, I don't like when she hangs out with other guys. Like, I feel like it's disrespectful, but I also can feel that it's anger and I shouldn't be doing it out of anger.
Right. No, you shouldn't do it out of anger. But if you disagree with something that she's doing, you should let her know that. But don't be angry, because she'll see that you're angry and she'll control you with that. She'll do it more. Because you know you're angry about it, and the hell in her will want to do it more so she can control you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes she goes, like all women do this, but she goes a little like crazy, and I don't ever get angry. I'm always calm with her and just tell her to stop it or knock it off.
Yes,
but I don't ever want to get angry.
Yeah, don't get angry. And when are you going to marry her, you say? Or she want to get married?
She says she wants to get married to me badly. And she wants to be a mom and a wife. And I asked her if she'd obey me, and she said yes. So.
But she's not obeying you already by hanging out with the guys. She's not going to obey you.
Well, I never told her. I wanted to ask you. I never told her to stop hanging out with guys. I just wanted to ask you if that's...
Yeah, that's
wrong.
No, that's not wrong at all. Can you hold for me?
Of course.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. And the hate gonna say, he black. I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A storm's blowing through. Terrible. I heard that there was an ice storm over the weekend. Crazy. Over there back east or wherever you guys are. I don't know geography. And the penny production, this is fun, halted. No more pennies. No more new pennies, says Trump. Make money worth something again. It costs too much to make them because money's so cheap right now. And a Tuskegee Airman, he died at 100, one of the last surviving, no longer surviving. Rest in peace to that 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman, Airman. 100 years old. That's not too shabby of a life. I guess that's not gone too soon, necessarily. 73 hostages still held by Hamas. Probably many have died, right? Those are not necessarily all living. And France is not in the AI race. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Female Monday, February 10th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. More great stories and the super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the hakereport.com. I'm live on my own show, taking your calls. Come at me, bros and sisses. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, right after JLP. And then right after Hake, Monday through Thursday, Joelle Friday TV, 11 to 12 Pacific time. And then after Joelle Friday TV, American Anchor Baby. And then today, I think we have a special live Punchy TV episode, live streaming. You may even be able to call in. Get excited. Okay, the winter storms, around 29 million people from the Central Plains. I guess that's not back east, is it? To the mid-Atlantic, that is sort of back east, right? Are under winter alerts even today, so said the National Weather Service. New systems are building, expected to dump more snow from the middle of the country to the east coast in the coming days. Another storm forecast to hit the west coast Wednesday. Oh yeah, it's supposed to rain later this week, mid and late this week, bringing the threat of heavy rain that could trigger life-threatening debris flow. So watch out for mudslides in burn scar areas from January's wildfires. Thanks a lot, evil commie California so-called leadership. Below normal temperatures also likely across much of the continental U.S. over the next few weeks. So much for global warming, huh? I'm kidding, sort of. And President Trump has instructed the Treasury Department to halt the production of pennies, citing the high cost of producing the coins, just 1 cent. For far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful, Trump stated in a social media post on Sunday. The penny has been under fire for years, with the movement to eliminate the penny picking up steam last month under Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. He called attention to the high cost of production. It takes more than 2 cents to make a cent, to produce a cent. Anyway, experts say the rising cost of metals, including zinc and copper, part of the reason why it's more expensive to make 1 cent the coin. Crazy, huh? Cool. And new marriages in China have crashed to a record low. Around 6 million couples in China registered their marriages in 2024, a plunge of about 20% from the previous year. The government is encouraging young people to tie the knot because they're communists. What a mess. Crazy, huh? It seems like all over the world, the civilized people are on decline. One of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen died at 100, retired Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart Jr., decorated World War II pilot, and one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, he's black, shout out, has died. So, rest in peace. 73 hostages still held by Hamas, they say, of the 251 initially taken from Israel October 7th, 2023. Three hostages were released Saturday, but they were paraded by militants on a stage before they were handed over to the Red Cross. Red is in communist. I'm kidding, sort of. Crazy, huh? And French President Emmanuel Macron on AI says France is lagging behind. We are not in the race today, he says. At least he's honest. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question, does Satan know God? Does Satan know God? Amazing question. Does Satan know God? You can listen to the show if you're running around. You still can be listening, no matter what you're doing, working out or whatever. Laying up at a beach or doing nothing. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the third hour of Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. Amazing. I want to go back to Nick out of Florida. There's one line open. Someone just dropped. You want to jump in there. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Nick. Back to Nick. So, Nick, your girlfriend want to hang out with guys, but you haven't told her yet that she shouldn't?
Well, yeah, she has this it's a guy friend, and she's been friends with him for a while. And when she hangs out with him, you know, she's not, like, kissing him or anything like that. I just don't like that she hangs out with him. He's not a good influence either. And it makes me angry when she hangs out with him. And I know it's not good to be angry at that. So I was just wondering, like, is it bad to set that expectation where I'm like, hey, you can't hang out with him. Like, I don't like when you hang out with him.
It's neither
like not be angry at her, but right. Tell her that.
Yeah, you can tell her that, but don't be angry. And if she doesn't listen to you, if she doesn't obey you, it's a sign of knowing that this would not make for a good wife.
Okay, that's good.
But don't be angry.
Good. Yeah, she...
She what?
She, when I tell her to do things and ask her to do stuff for me and stop doing stuff, she does obey me. But I'll tell her that then.
And why haven't you already told her she can't hang out with guys like that?
Because I felt like when she was hanging out with him, I felt angry and I didn't want to do it out of anger. So I just dropped it and kind of wanted to call you first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Drop the anger. And then you'll do it with the right spirit, and you'll be fine.
Good. That's what you played for Female Monday, that women want deep in their souls, just want to be home with the babies. That's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. Well, I wish you well.
Even with my girl, if I can see it.
Are you living with her?
No, absolutely not. No, I just actually I moved. I used to live in Minnesota with my mom, and I moved across the country to Florida now.
Nice.
And I moved away from her, and I'm dealing with my business and stuff, and I'm doing really well. So.
Right on. Are you Asian?
I'm white.
You white? I wish you well, man. Call
me
again.
You have a lot of white babies.
I know, huh? White babies. Yeah. White history month. We need more white babies. Thank you, buddy.
You count on me.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Yep. Amazing.
Bye.
Let me go to Canada and talk to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Andrew.
Good stuff. I wanted to take a chance at answering today's biblical question.
Does Satan know God? Does Satan know God?
Satan does not know God. He knows of God, but he does not know God.
And why do you say that?
Because in order to know God, you have to be still, and Satan is not still. He's very busy. He's always running around trying to trick us.
And then why do you say he knows of God?
I say he knows of God because he tried tempting Jesus by quoting scripture, and he tempted Eve by saying you can overcome God if you take the apple. So he knows that God exists, but he hasn't been still and allowed God to have an effect on his life. He's trying to control the universe. He's trying to play God, essentially.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you, though.
Thank you very much. I'll tune in on Sunday for your response, sir.
All right. Very interesting, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jesse. God bless you.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Amazing. Let me get a little... Okay. I want to play something really fast for you all, and then I get back to your calls and your super chat. I want to know your thoughts on this ad that was, playing for during the Super Bowl. Nike debuted a Super Bowl LIX commercial featuring female athletes. Highlight 59, LIX is 59. 59, highlighting a double standard woman face in sport. What do you think about this ad? This is my first time seeing it. Watch this.
You can't be emotional, so be emotional. You can't take credit. You can't speak up. You can't be so ambitious.
You can't break records.
You can't have any fun.
You can't make
you
demands.
Can't be proud.
You can't keep score.
You can't stand out.
Whatever you do, you can't win. So win.
What the? I wonder, and I already know the answer, but I wonder, when will women stop playing victims? And this is like, except for the ladies who are starting to wake up, this is literally all women, except for those ladies who are starting to wake up. Women play victims about everything. They are worse than the blacks. They play victim, and they love it because they think they're getting away with something, and they're not, but they think they are, and they're keeping them weak. And they are so weak, you have to, if you were weak, you would pretend along with them that they're strong when they're really not. But they always have play. That's a victim mentality ad there. It's not even real. It's a more victimhood. I remember there was this white girl that she is a basketball player, and she was white, and she played better than the blacks and the black women, and she was just beating them out all over the place. And as a result of being better than the blacks, she was drawing in more money for the women's sport because nobody really paid attention to women's sport, right? And the blacks were getting to it because she was a white woman beating them out in basketball. And they got mad and yelled victimhood and other. And then the poor lady, what's her name? She had to come back and...
Caitlin?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark.
What?
Caitlin Clark, the basketball player, right?
She had to come back and pretend like they're all the same. When will these women stop playing victim? You're not a victim. And it played out now. That's a dumb ad. She was in the ad, too? Amazing. I'm told that Caitlin Clark was in that ad as well. You saw her in that ad?
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I totally saw her in there.
Oh. What did you think about the ad?
Complaining.
Yeah.
And when I saw Caitlin, I thought some of what you're saying and reminded me how she had to give in. And here she is doing like a feminist thing. Like, it's okay, girls. I'm with you. Don't worry, I'm not an independent white woman.
She's lost her way now. She's caved in. She's caved into evil. That's unfortunate, but that's what white people do. They have given up our country to people who doesn't know how to run it because they're afraid of being called racist. What a sad way to live.
That's her right there. Oh, that's a black woman. She passed by really quick.
Oh, because she's white.
There she is.
Oh, that's her?
Yep.
Poor. Well, not poor. She getting what she deserves. She caved into evil. And I wonder if the black people like her now. And I wonder now when she play basketball, is she playing now to lose and not to win? Is she like going to be growing more into that because she caved into the blacks? What a sad way. This is hell on earth, though. Hell on earth is in human beings. The earth itself is not the problem. It's the human beings that's the problem. When will you let go of your anger, your hatred? When will your heart change from anger to love? If you have no love, you have nothing. And love is not a feeling. You can't feel love. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to first-time call out of Buffalo, New York. Jordan. Jordan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jordan.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you, too.
I was calling because it was a man, and he was saying that you don't love the blacks, and I disagree. I feel like you love the blacks. The blacks are just so ignorant, and when they wake up and smell the coffee and listen to you, everything will be all right in America, and the black ladies really need to listen to you, Jesse, because they are full of hell.
They really are, and they are out of control.
Oh, tell me about it.
It is a mess. I saw this report where the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters, and some of these other dumb black women, they approach a security guard over at the Department of Education. Have you seen that?
Yeah, and I was like, what the?
Yeah.
Foolish. She too old to be doing that foolishness.
That's right.
And she's too old. And black ladies need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
They need to know that if they start acting like white ladies, they will have respect. But until they don't have, until they stop acting like black, angry black gorillas, they will learn how to be okay in America.
Yes.
And this is coming from a black man, Jesse.
A black man or black? Someone know?
This is coming from a black man saying this.
You're right on what you were saying. You're absolutely right. And when you tell other black people around you these things, what do they say?
They hate me, say I'm dumb, call me Uncle Tom. They say I'm with the white folks. They can't stand me. But guess what? It's the truth, and the truth to set you up free.
That's right. Amazing. Well, don't mind the name calling at all. They call you names because they don't want to hear the truth. Just don't argue with them, but don't let them call you whatever they want to call you. That doesn't matter, all right?
Right, because you know I be telling my aunt some stuff, and she be calling me crazy and all that stuff. But hey, you know, they gonna come to a point in their life where they gonna know that it's the truth.
Yes. Absolutely.
And my mama too. She's the devil. And I have to forgive her, you know, before I can be a better man.
You went to your mother and forgave her?
Yes, I did.
And what did she say when you forgave her?
You know, she has so much hell in her. So, you know, it didn't work out well. So I just walked away and I forgave her.
Right.
And now
on.
My life is better.
Right on. That's amazing.
Amazing, Jesse.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay. How old are you now?
I am 22.
Right on. You are so fortunate to be overcoming anger so early in your life. You haven't seen anything. It's going to just be amazing for you. You stay with it, all right?
Right. And I see the people in your comments, they mad because they don't smell the truth. They got to know. And they got to listen to the truth, hear the truth, and know the truth, and wake up.
That's right. And most people are not going to, only a few will find the truth. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. And there's nothing you can do about it but leave them in their hell. They have a right to stay there. God will leave them there. So you leave them there, too, and don't worry about it.
Right. All right, Jesse.
Thank you, Jordy. Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jamil in Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Man. Jamil, not there. What? Let me go to Maryland and talk to Stephen. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. How are you?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Good, good, good. I have a question, Mr. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I'm being an 88-year-old man. I'm still learning out here.
You're 88?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Well, a couple of days. The 12th of February.
Oh, you're not 88 now?
No, it's February the 12th. Me and Abraham Lincoln born the same year, same day, probably the same year, too.
Amazing. Nice.
But anyway, I'd like to ask the question, Mr. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
What kind of work did you do before when you went to Los Angeles?
What kind of work did I do?
Yeah.
I did several different jobs. My first job was at a supermarket, Better Foods Market in Los Angeles, South Central LA. And then
A cashier?
I started out as a boss boy. And then I moved over to the produce department. And then I became a cashier. And then I worked for Sears for a while. And then I worked for somebody. And then then I worked for the hospitals. And then I started my own business, a janitorial service. And then I started Bond.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, you did pretty good.
Remember when black people Remember when black people used to be independent thinkers and they did for themselves and they didn't believe that anyone could stop them? And they always did their best. Remember that in the good old days?
I don't know about the good old days. What good old days are you talking about?
When America was amazing.
When was that? It still is amazing. It always was amazing.
Well, it's not.
I got everything I want.
It's not as amazing as it used to be.
Really?
Because they have DEI and then.
DEI.
Yeah, you know about that?
No, what's DEI?
It's when they allow the pitiful people who are unwilling to work hard and do for themselves. They allow them in without them being qualified.
Really?
Yeah, that's why the planes are falling from the skies and businesses are falling apart. And the government,
I got news about that one.
And the government's falling apart and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, look, I was an aircraft controller, right?
So what now?
I was an air traffic controller.
Were you DEI one?
Way back in the 50s.
Oh, no, you weren't DEI in the 50s. No.
When I went in the Air Force, a third year, I became air traffic controller.
Right on.
Yeah. When I opened D.C., when they had that crash, that wasn't a DEI that caused that.
Were you over? You saying you were over there or that one that happened in D.C.?
No, I said open D.C.
Okay.
When they had that crash.
Yes.
With the airline and the helicopter.
Yes.
That was the Air Force's reason why it went down. But the helicopter came from Andrews Air Force Base. Right on the Potomac, right there.
And you said, who fought? The Air Force?
The Air Force.
How do you know that?
United States Air Force, Andrews Air Force Base.
How do you know that?
But they controlled military planes and helicopters. It was a helicopter, right? The helicopter didn't come from Reagan Airport.
But I didn't know. Did they reported what was the real cost?
No, but I figured that's where it had to be, the Air Force.
Oh, but you don't know that for sure, right? Some of the reports are saying that it may have been from the air traffic controller overworked and don't have enough staff, and some have said, you know, that kind of stuff. They don't really know what it, as far as I know, they have not really told us what happened or why was the real cause. What was the real cause?
Well, what I'm trying to say is not was a DEI that caused that plane to go down.
And how do you know that?
Because it was all them air traffic controllers over in Reagan Airport are white.
They're white?
Yes, sir.
And are they DEI whites?
They don't have DEI whites. Whites are not in DEI, remember?
That's right. But how do you know that they're all white?
Because I've been to Reagan Airport.
And you've been into the tower?
I've been control tower. Sure, I've been in there a couple times.
Oh, how long ago?
The last time I been over there was about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago.
Well, things have changed since then, man. What the?
No, they ain't changed. Come on.
Yes, they have. They got
Reagan Airport.
Yeah, they got DEI everywhere now. And then that's why they were saying that, one of the reasons they were saying that there were not enough workers in the air traffic controller room.
That might be it.
Because they got rid of all the qualified white people.
Why would they get rid of them?
Because of the DEI thing. And they hate white people.
He said it wasn't enough people.
Right, because they got rid of the qualified people who were white.
Why would they get rid of them if they got enough people?
So
that don't make sense.
I know it doesn't make sense, but that's what they did. It doesn't make sense to put in DEI people either, right? But they do it.
DEI, look, you got to have be certified for the FCC.
Not if you DEI.
Yes, you do.
No. They may give you. They may give you a
certified.
They may give you your certificate.
They don't give it to you.
But if you DEI, they give it to you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because
you can't try that with me, Jesse.
No. I know for a fact, and without a doubt.
Don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't know that. You know anything about air traffic control.
I know that in America today, you don't have to pass the test. You don't have to be qualified if you're non-white.
Come on, Jesse. Come on.
And you do know that the FCC and the FAA are liberal, right?
So they ain't no Democrats. What that mean?
What?
What does that mean? Because they're liberal.
The liberal people don't care about stuff. They just care about the DEI stuff. They don't care about America.
Are you kidding me? What aren't liberals American?
They are, as far as being born in America. But they're not true American. They don't love.
They're true Americans.
No, are you a liberal?
Of course.
You a liberal?
What else am I gonna be? I'm black.
What does that mean?
With a capital B.
So that means you a liberal?
No, I'm a liberal because I want to be.
And why? Why do you want to be liberal?
Because I believe everybody should have a fair chance. Conservatives.
How is DEI a fair chance?
It is a fair chance. I don't know about DEI. I don't go with DEI.
You do know about DEI.
I said I don't go with it.
But how? That's not a fair chance, though. Look at all the black. I remember over at UCLA, the blacks could not pass the SAT test to get into.
How you know that?
Into because I live over at UCLA. I know people.
Come on, man. You know what them people schools.
Listen. And the blacks could not get into UCLA because they couldn't pass the test, and they kept bitching about it, bitching until eventually they said, okay, you don't have to qualify, and they opened it up. They came in with affirmative action at the time, and the blacks got in, and now UCLA is a mess.
But look,
they can't even find.
Look, if you don't pass those grades, you flunk out.
Not if you're black.
That's what happened to your girl up in Connecticut. What's her name?
Camilla Harris.
No. The girl. The girl running around talking that stuff all the time. What's her name, Mom?
Maxine Waters.
Girl. I said girl. I didn't say an elderly lady. I said girl. You haven't named her yet. You know who I'm talking about.
The black lady.
Yeah. What's her name?
Is she supposed to be like the mayor of the town or something?
No. Candace Owens. That's her name. Candace Owens.
She doesn't run for office?
No, I didn't say she ran for office. She flunked out of school.
What's wrong with that?
That means you ain't qualified to get in the first place.
What?
That's what happened to you when you get in there with DEI. You flunked out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with flunking out of school. That's a matter of fact, that's a badge of honor to drop out of school. Yeah. Call me again, buddy. I got to take a break. Call me again, though. Quick break. Back in a moment. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman got a hat to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back. A major spiritual battle. Wake up. Take control of your own life. Take control of your own life. And let God guide you. You don't need a human being to tell you how to live daily. Who's telling them? You know what I mean? The same source telling them, why can't they tell you? You got to forgive, though. Your heart must change from anger to love. Anger is hatred. Hatred is evil. And anyone that has anger is playing God. That's why you judge yourself and others, because you're playing God. You think you know right from wrong, and you don't. You do not know right from wrong. Isn't that amazing? 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse. The hate report is coming up at the top of this hour. The guy with the good hair? The hate report. Who has proven that the earth is round and not flat? He's proven it. Have you seen that shirt that he wears where he's pointing over at the ocean to show you that it's round? And other ways. And then after the hate report, Joel Friday TV, he black on fire. Joel Friday TV, better known as Arkansas. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby energy. He has so much energy, he can't stay out of trouble. The energy won't let him settle down. He got to go from one thing to another. The American, just, he and Trump, the, you notice how Trump can't settle down? Trump signed those bill things every day. What do you call those things?
Executive orders.
He signed those executive orders. He can't be still. He signed them every day, and then he go to the football game. And then he yell at Gavin Newsom and the stupid mayor of L.A. because they don't know how to run the state. And he's taking the illegals back to their country. And he's telling the Mexicans and others, you better take them. You better take them. Oh, you got to take them. And the Mexicans are taking them back. And over in El Salvador, the president over there said, you know what, I'll take them. And not only would I take El Salvador criminals back, I'll take some of your American criminals. Isn't that amazing? The president of El Salvador seemed to be pretty tough anyway, though. I've gone to El Salvador. I spent time in San Salvador. In El Salvador, San Salvador, it's either rich or poor. There's no middle class. There's no middle class at all, unless it changed recently. And then, oh, we have a new live Punchy today? A live, brand new episode of Punchy TV today at 2 p.m. A live episode of Punchy's TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. So not only do we have Punchy's coffee, we have Punchy TV. Just Punchy everywhere. Check it out, all right? RebuildingTheMan.com/stores for Punchy Coffee. Punchy Coffee. Every dime goes back to the nonprofit. Every dime you spend on a bag of Punchy Coffee, not only are you getting amazing coffee, you're helping us to help others. And as of yesterday, Sunday, we have been around for 35 years. We're not a Johnny Come Later. We've been around for 35 years. What the? And so, that's it, I think. And then Punchy TV is punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. Live episode. Brand new. Does the anchor baby want to tell us how to follow him? Or you want to wait and tell him yourself, Nick?
Well, I'm on rumble.com/AmericanAnchorBaby, which would probably be how you want to find me today.
Nice. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Kevin, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jesse.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. You are a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I appreciate that.
it's just so refreshing to hear a black man tell the truth for once.
He black.
It's great. No, I'm a white man.
No, I'm black.
I know that. I know that, Jesse. That's what I'm saying. There needs to be more men like you, really.
Why do you say black people, because in the good old days, black people were not into the blackness like this, and they would be honest with other blacks, they would correct others. Why do you think black people won't be independent thinkers and be honest with one another and all that? Why do you think that is?
I think they're too caught up in being cool.
Okay.
You well, understand what I'm saying?
I do. What a mess.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Like the gentleman that you just had on talking to last, 88-year-old man. Very intelligent man. You can tell he's intelligent. Right?
Yeah.
Yet, he doesn't know about DEI.
I didn't believe that. I think he does.
I think so, too.
I don't think that anyone in America doesn't know about DEI now. I thought, I think he was playing. And I was surprised that at 80 years old, 80-something, he was liberal because black people of that age group are not normally liberals. I know some of them now claim to be, but normally they're conservative. When I was growing up, blacks were Republicans and conservative.
I know, you're right. I don't know how black folks got tricked so much, really.
The civil rights.
I don't understand that.
They listened to Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all of them, not realizing that Martin Luther King and those other people were socialists and that they were trying to control the blacks for their own personal gain. And so when they start listening to the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, just other than abortion, the civil rights movement. And so when they start to listen to those people, they lost their identity and they identify with the wrong people. Mm. What a mess.
You're right. You're right. I got an answer for your question, your biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
Yes, sir, he does.
And why do you say yes?
Why do I say yes? Because in the Bible, he tempted Jesus two or three times there, you know. And he used the Bible against Jesus. Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, and he was kicked out of heaven. I mean, he knows God. Definitely.
This same chump Christ in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
Ooh. I want to say it's in the Old Testament.
Is it Old or New Testament?
I want to say it's in the Old
Testament.
Yeah, Satan tempted Christ in the New Testament.
That was hake.
He referenced the Old Testament to tempt Christ.
Kevin? Did we lose Kevin?
I just messed him up.
Kevin?
Come off of mute. Maybe he hit mute by accident.
All right, check on Super Chat, and I'll come back to Kevin. Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Fazul says from South Florida, as always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Fazul.
Yeah.
Lakeisha, biblical question answer.
Does Satan know God?
No. Satan does not know God, because if he knew God, he would obey him. Thank you, Lakeisha.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Another from Fazul from South Florida. I often heard Satan described as insidious. I looked up the word, and I like this definition best. Insidious, a patient planned attack. All the best to Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Lori bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse. Thank you for your church on Sunday. My answer to the biblical question.
Does Satan know God?
Satan doesn't know God because he is in darkness and he is blind. If the devil knew God, he would be light of light, not darkness.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting. Thank you.
Sion, world gone crazy, Jesse. Trying so hard to mind my own business, be on my own little world, and overcome. Not an easy journey, Jesse. I hope Nicholas Speedy's channel gets straightened out. Other platforms are available, so that's good. Your coffee's on its way, too.
Nice. And the way you... What'd she say about she trying hard to do what?
Trying to be in her own little world, overcome.
Oh, stay out of your thoughts, Sion, and you'll be in your own world. Just let every thought pass. Watch them. Do nothing about them so they can be taken away, and you'll be in your own world. Thank you for the support by the coffee. I know you're going to love the coffee. Thank you. Let me know what you think of it. Thank you.
Ken says, Jesse, when is that Jesse action figure happening?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay, here's what happened. I now have, what's his name?
Hassan.
Hassan. And I put someone on the project with Hassan because I'm so busy. I was working with Hassan on the project, but I've been so busy, he doesn't have time to really get with me as often to work on this project. So it should be coming soon.
Just need to get the right make it happen kind of man
there. Yeah, I put another team on it with Hassan. So it should be coming soon.
Thanks for your question.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Scott sends a tip on Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. We'll look into that. Thank you.
Meaning he tipped you. Just a tip, like money tip.
Oh, thank you. I thought you meant
I don't know how to say it.
I thought you
but
meant,
he says tip.
I thought you meant like for a guest or something.
Right, like a guest tip. No,
yeah,
not
but
that
thank
time.
You for that tip. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
That's Bond JLP Cash App, by the way. Mr. Ned Flanders over on kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you for everything you do. Keep up the great work.
We will, and thank you for your support. Bond has been around 35 years as of Sunday of yesterday. Amazing.
Elizabeth, 5 coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse.
Si.
I just wanted to say, hola, dímelo, que lo que.
Que lo que. Hola. Thank you.
Kevin, 211, 5 coffees. Great church yesterday. Thanks for all the help, Jesse and the gang.
Church was amazing. The fellowship was mind-blowing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, in case you missed it.
Over on Rumble, a Rumble rant from Commander Kim.
You gotta know how to rumble.
That's right. Women need to get back to baking and teaching their children.
Who is that from?
Commander Kim.
And what did they say?
Women need to get back to baking and teaching their children to read. No foosball. What the?
You can say that again. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Anthony Bond, Rebuilding the Man.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing. Appreciate your support.
Another on Cash App from Anthony. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Cornerstone on Cash App says, my Punchy's coffee is amazing. Licking his lips emoji.
It's so good. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store. Rebuildingaman.com/store and get your Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, possibly yes, coffee.
Anthony, with yet one more Cash App, answering the biblical question, apparently.
Does Satan know God?
Satan doesn't know God. He's banned from seeing God's face.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0 or whatever, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters, as always.
Thank you.
Shout out to the regular contributors over on the Rumble crew. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
And thanks, everyone. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go quickly back to Kevin, a first-time caller. Kevin, you accidentally put your phone on mute. That's what happened?
Yes, sir.
What the?
Yeah, Cheek touched the screen there and put me on mute.
Nice. So you responded to the biblical question, does Satan know God? You say?
I say yes. I say yes, he does.
Oh, and you said because he tempted Jesus?
Well, yeah, and he used the Bible against him, correct?
Right.
So, I mean, he definitely knows God. He was kicked out by God, you know.
Right.
So he knows. And like the gentleman said, it says he's insidious. Right, and then he gives the definition. Well, in order to make a planned attack on someone, you want to know them, correct? I would. I'd want to know.
Know your enemies.
That's right. That's right.
But Hank said that. You know who Hank is?
Who? Pardon me.
Hank.
Hate.
H-A-K-E.
Oh, Hank. No, I can't. I can't say I do.
His show comes on right after my show, Monday through Friday. The Hake, H-A-K-E report. We got a chance to check him out. I think you'll like it.
All right, I will.
But he was telling me that Satan tempted Christ in the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
And that he used the Old Testament to, right, Hake, to tempt Christ.
Right, right. Because he was Jewish.
Who was Jewish?
Right? Jesus.
Yes. I love the Jews.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they tried to trick him all through the New Testament, really. They tried to trick Jesus into saying something that wasn't true.
In the Old Testament. It was a mess. Kevin, thank you, buddy. I got to run.
Hey, listen. Yes. Hey, Jesse, listen. Tell the young black men, if they want respect from everybody, pull their pants up, wear a belt, dress like somebody, man. You get respect. Thank you, Jesse. Your breath of fresh air, man. I'm gone.
Thank you, buddy. Call me again.
Huh. All right. Thank you.
Amazing. Let me go to Stanley, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Stanley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Peterson. My first name's Chris. My last name's Stanley.
Oh, okay. They put Stanley instead of Chris. Okay, you want to stay for us. Go ahead, Chris.
But first off, I want to say is I was just going through the podcast and came upon you, and I've been listening intently and everything, and you're really interesting. And I had to call because it stirred my soul.
Right on.
And you know, listening to the comments and everything like that, one thing that's always plagued me, even as a young man, I'm 72 years old, and, you know, I feel like I'm in my 30s. And it's because of believing and knowing that we were created and we did not come from a blob of goo.
Yep. That's for sure.
Okay?
Yep.
And so one thing is that I want to correct the gentleman that when the Messiah, His real name is Yahshua, because there was no letter J in Hebrew, Latin, or Greek, even to this day. So they called him Yahshua because it's the first name of his father, Yahweh, and Shua is a form in the Hebrew which means salvation. And Yah is a form which means I will be. So when Yahshua was born, the angel told Mary, you will call him Emmanuel. And then she said that his name will be Yahshua, for he will save his people. So the first part of his name, Yah, means I will be. And the last part of his name is, huh?
Who are you correcting?
I'm getting ready to go into it. Is that when the Messiah came on earth, he was under the Old Testament law, okay? And when he's speaking to the devil, he's still under the Old Testament law. The New Testament did not start until the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out to the people in the upper room. That's when the New Testament started. But what we're getting from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Corinthians, Hebrews, and so on and so forth like that is a biography of the Messiah's life while he was under the Old Testament. You see what I'm saying?
Amazing. Are you a Christian?
I don't call myself a Christian, but yes, in the eyes of the world, I am a Christian because I believe, you know, I believe Yahweh, I believe Yahshua. And even as a young child, I always wanted to know the truth, always. And something it was stirred in my spirit as a young child. I can even remember, Jesse, I hope you don't mind me calling you by your first name.
No, call me Jesse. That's my name.
Okay. I can remember as a small child laying in bed, and I'm probably about 5 years old. And as sure as I'm talking to you on the phone right now, I was into dinosaurs really, really big, okay? And this voice spoke to my heart and said, chickens are dinosaurs. Jesse, I swear on my life, this voice spoke to me and said, chickens are dinosaurs. And it wasn't until about 15, 20 years ago, paleontologist by the name of Gould came out and said, chickens are the ancestors of dinosaurs, chickens. But my heart was spoken to as a child.
And why didn't it tell you that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Why didn't it tell you that chickens are dinosaurs?
Well, they're part of the reptilian family. And if you think about it, you ever thought about the T-Rex's arms? They're so small. And so are the ostrich arms.
Amazing.
So the ostrich arms, huh?
Amazing.
I'm saying all this to say, we as a family of humans, we do not take the time to think. We do not take the time ask the Creator Yahweh, why is it this way? You know?
So let me ask you this, because of time. Let me ask this. I'm running out of time here, Chris. Are you okay? So you say you're not a Christian, or you are a Christian?
Well, by the terms of Christianity, yes.
Do you have
But in my heart?
In your heart, what?
In my heart, I am a truth seeker.
Oh, okay. And do you have perfect peace?
Do I? Oh, yes. You know, that's one thing. I can go to bed at night and go to sleep.
So you never get angry?
Oh, I get angry. But I'll tell you one thing. Yahweh has calmed my anger. And, you know, a lot of times we do not listen to that soft, still voice in our heart and mind.
Why don't you drop the anger and overcome it and never have it again?
Why can't I, or why don't I?
Why don't you? Why haven't you dropped the anger so that spirit wouldn't be inside of you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe I'm giving the wrong credence about anger. I don't get angry or get mad at people. I get excited. I may talk like I'm talking to you. It sounds like I'm talking anger, but no.
You don't sound angry now. But I'm saying, why don't you overcome anger, and that way you would never have it. You would never get angry.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
Why don't you drop it?
I've got to, like everybody else.
Why have you already?
Well, you know, I probably have, because I can see a transformation from when I was younger to where I am now.
I mean, Chris, because of time, can you call me another day tomorrow or another day?
Oh, I'll be more than happy to. You know, like okay. I said, I stumbled across this, and it's been enjoyable. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. Call me again soon.
All right.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time, folks. What the? Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Forgive your mothers, every human being. Forgive your father. And don't let the devil tell you, oh, you don't hate your mother. Your mother was nice. It ain't true. No such thing as a good mother. Forgive your mother and your fathers. Do the silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/prayer. And stay on that path, no matter what. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And then Joel Friday TV. And then the American Anchor Baby. And then Punchy TV. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. Thank you for your super chats and your support. Congratulations to Bond, my nonprofit, been around for 35 years. So congratulations to everybody who has helped make that possible. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Slim is from Maryland. Juan out of Washington State. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. The caller just dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day, y'all. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.